Next thing we're going to talk about is the visual pathway. In other words, how does information get from the photoreceptors to the brain where it's interpreted? And, of course, we're going to begin with the photoreceptors. And these are going to be found, of course, in the rods and the cones. And these are going to, information from the photoreceptors is picked up by bipolar neurons, which are specialized neurons, generally only found in the special senses. And these are sensory neurons. They are going to synapse with additional sensory neurons of the optic nerve. And this optic nerve will then carry the information to the visual cortex in the brain. And from there, it will move through the brain to the various interpretive and integrative centers that we've mentioned before. Some visual information is actually processed at the retina, so it doesn't even get to the brain before it starts to be processed, at least to some extent. And some of this retinal processing happens in the rods. Thousands of bipolar cells from the rods feed into one sensory neuron in a ganglion, where some I wouldn't necessarily call it interpretation, but kind of like interpretation occurs. Where, for example, if a large shape is moving quickly, it may draw the attention of the eye. These kinds of very simple kinds of information, not necessarily naming what that shape might be, but just the awareness that something large, for example, is moving off to the left or off to the right or moving fast or those kinds of things. Several rods are going to converge on what are called M cells, and M cells in the ganglia can provide some information in a general form about motion, size, etc. And this is helpful in terms of being able to make very quick decisions based on some visual information. For example, if somebody throws a basketball at your head, you're going to be able to quickly determine that that's a shape, it's coming towards your face, you can react to it, and so on. Cones, on the other hand, do not converge onto sensory neurons, but instead activate what are called P cells in a one-to-one ratio. So each cone is going to interact with one P cell. And the P cells are going to monitor things like bright light, provide information about color, fine detail. And again, these will feed into the optic nerve to bring the information to the brain. So some of the central processing of visual information, some of the information is going to go, once it's in the optic nerve and the information is traveling towards the brain, it will pass through the thalamus and it's going to go to a variety of places. Some of it is going to go to the superior colliculi, which we talked about when we were talking about the brain, and it will influence reflexes having to do with vision. And some of it will go to stimulate nuclei that are going to influence the pupil size so that the eyes can adjust to the amount of light that's coming in. And some of it's going to go to the visual cortex. And I should point out that some of the visual information will also go to the pineal gland, which responds to light and dark cycles.